Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Russia has banned the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and more than 50 other top officials from entering the country in response to Western sanctions over Ukraine. Among those also listed are Tomáš Thelí of Raker, Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney and Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue, as well as a number of other key officials and politicians. The Russian Foreign Ministry said the measures against the 52 figures were taken because of Ireland's support for EU sanctions against Russia. Since that announcement, there have been calls for the expulsion of the Russian ambassador, including from Fianna Fáil MEP for Ireland South, Billy Kelleher, who joins us now. You're welcome, Billy, to the programme this evening. Are you on this list?
I don't know who's on the list besides those that were named out by you, but it makes a difference who's on the list at this stage. The fact of the matter is that the Russian government have decided to undermine the credibility of any diplomatic efforts that they would have been claiming that they would have been trying to make. The situation is that they have sanctioned the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, the heads of government. And despite my best efforts over many, many months, we still have the Russian ambassador parked up in Dublin. And I believe at this stage it is timely that we would act ourselves and take action and send Ambassador Filatov home to Russia. Because we have to make a statement. We can't have a situation where the Irish government and representatives of the Irish people are sanctioned because of our stance on what is an illegal invasion of a friendly country by Russia.
Well, we're sanctioned because of our sanctions, aren't we? We're sanctioned because of our support for EU sanctions. So it's a bit of tit for tat.
Well, it's not. I mean, the missiles are flying into Ukraine. The missiles are targeting civilians in Kyiv and right across the entire Ukraine. They're dismantling the electricity infrastructure. They're forcing thousands of people daily now at this stage back into the European Union. So we have a situation where Russia is the aggressor and we are just acting in accordance with what is, you know, basically decency. And also the fact is that, you know, it is an illegal war. The UN has said so. Clearly Ireland is obligated to stand with the Ukrainian people, with the government, and ensure that sanctions are in place to damage Putin and his army.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone's arguing against that, but we have heard many you're right. Some people do argue against it, but I think the majority and certainly in government are not arguing against it in the Irish government. But in terms of what we'd achieve by the expulsion of the Russian ambassador, what we've heard from Irish government officials and ministers, the reason why we wouldn't do that primarily is because we want to keep the channels of communication open, but also that you have Irish citizens still living in Russia. If we expel the ambassador from here, they'll expel our ambassador from there and there'll be no help for those Irish citizens.
Yes, but I mean, if every country, took the same action, you know, I think it would be the right thing to do and that we would appoint one or two countries that would remain in Russia from the point of view of diplomacy to keep the channels of communication open. But the fact of the matter is they've targeted the Irish government. They've targeted the Irish people. And this isn't the first time. They've been quite clear and quite aggressive and abrasive in their statements. And Ambassador Filatov has more or less, you know, stated quite clearly that Ireland, is attacking Russia by its involvement and support to Ukraine.
No doubt the debate will keep going on. Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP, thank you very much for joining us.